This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 24. Waiting for the light. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. I often feel like the world holds its breath on Christmas Eve. For weeks, we've listened to advertisements telling us to get ready for the holiday. Perhaps we've done our share of bustling about with our own preparations and parties. But now the holiday is upon us, and most of the preparing is done. Candlelight services held in many churches on this evening add to that sense of stillness and wonder. The Gospel account of John opens with a sense of quiet stillness and wonder. The eternal God, creator of heaven and earth, is about to draw near. Is the world ready? The text offers an invitation to all who would receive him and believe. God's light and life are here. Amid the darkness and confusion that often cloud our everyday living, a true light shines, enabling us to see clearly where life should lead. But there's also a warning. It's possible to be so busy bustling about that we miss the wonder of Christ's birth. So it's absolutely necessary to stop in wonder and amazement in order to hear the message God wants to communicate to us. Sinful humanity can again become part of God's family. As our busy lives quiet down somewhat tonight, let's remember that God has made everything ready. Christ has come. God's light is here. Do you see it? Pray with me. Word of God, in this quiet moment, let us be still and know that you are the Lord our God, holy and true. Renew in us a sense of wonder that you have come to save us and make us part of your family. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.